to put in the inline where the information comes from, to make sure that it complies with the manual of style, that it's lengthy, and it provides a PR benefit in terms of being able to say, hey, look, we can produce some really good articles.
Yeah.
So I think it's valid in a number of reasons.
Would you support? There was some discussion on Wikback, and indeed on Wikipedia, which unfortunately is the nature of these discussions. They often go in a big circle and not a lot happens. Would you support more than one FA on the main page?
I do not think that's a particularly good idea, and the reason is that. Whenever I've seen a process on Wikipedia that says, oh, we're big enough that we can now do twice the amount, you know, like twice, collaboration of the week I point to as the perfect example. You know, they said, oh, well, we can do two collaborations of the week per week. And that is almost always, I mean, just functionally, it's a bad idea.
So you're saying that the current volume of FAs and the sort of the strain on the processes in general would not, it wouldn't help to have two or three or more than one FA on the main page.
We could conceivably do two without ever having to repeat any, I think. Don't quote me on that. We could definitely at our current rate of promotion, we could definitely not do three.
Well, that's food for thought. Mest, have you ever written a featured article?
No.
Why not?
I've never written an article that achieved featured article status. My articles haven't been that level of comprehension or quality.
Would you see that as a, now to put your involvement in context? You've been a Wikipedian for a few years or
3 years, 4 months or 3 months.
Hey. And how do you think it's an important process? And would you want to get up there one day and have published one?
Certainly.
And what would it be on, do you think? Or what kind of area would it be in for you?
I'm a very eclectic writer. I write whatever I want to write, so I have, there's no telling what I will end up writing about should I write a featured article someday.
Now, Raoul, would there be any hurdle to an article about a specific pass in a specific game of soccer becoming featured?
The rules that govern FAC, as I have defined them, are that featured article candidates is not articles for deletion, and therefore we assume a priori that any article that is nominated can achieve featured article status, and we just assume that it would survive a trip through the articles for deletion. Because
and
I
presumably that's
to,
presumably that's never been tested.
I don't want to repeat the arguments on articles for deletion on the featured article candidates page and vice versa. So they essentially they do their thing, we do our thing, and hopefully never the twain, never the two shall meet.
Okie doke. Well, and I would say also, hopefully, Raoul, you might be available on these sort of Skype things once or twice a month or every month or so. So if anyone's got any, I mean, you're an approachable chap anyway, aren't you? If anyone's got any questions, they're free to pop them onto it. Where would you say they should start if they're interested in finding out more?
More about the featured article process?
Yeah.
Go to the featured article candidates page and read some reviews and review some articles.
Dive in. That's easy? I mean,
it's that easy.
Cool. I'm trying to get Socrates to featured article status, but I think it's going to take me, longer than I think. It seems it's difficult to find the time and the energy to bite it off. But I do think
The hardest one I think we ever had was, I forget who did it. He was in the Signpost about 2 weeks ago. The one who got Ronald Reagan up to featured article status. And it took six, maybe seven nominations and a lot of re-reviewing the same article over and over again and making it better.
Well, that
and then
he did
Nancy Reagan, too.
Well, the Reagan family. That brings me to the next little thing that I want to note, which is something that I've been thinking about, and I mentioned it to you before anyway, but the wiki process of, you know, anyone can edit, and how that works with featured articles. And I had this sense that some of the best writers were just beginning to get a little bit, lose a little bit of faith in the wiki processes, that they've got their beautifully referenced, they've got their brilliant prose, they've got their featured badge, And then over time, the quality deteriorates as people come in and return some of the information that had been discussed previously. And I wondered
I think the problem is the collaborative editing process itself tends to push articles towards a perfectly mediocre status. I think that's the best way of putting it. Is that it can take a non-existent article and make one, and then it can take a stub and make it bigger. But in terms of getting a large, well-written, coherent article, it tends to not do so well on that.
That's something you need like one copy editor for, because Wikipedia articles are normally the result of many people editing, and as a result you get disjointed writing styles, and so it takes one person who writes consistently to take it and then turn facts and data that's somehow written, turn it into a nice piece of prose.
Well, that's what you're saying, guys. That's quite, within that is a seed of something quite controversial, that that when an article can be demonstrably and somehow, perhaps even arbitrarily, but once it's achieved a certain level of quantity, then should it somehow be stable or preserved in some way?
I am of mixed feelings about the stable revisions. I can see advantages and disadvantages to it.
What would be the disadvantages?
Well, for one thing, I think you're first of all, you're sacrificing timeliness. That's just a given. You're making it a lot harder to update the article in a timely fashion for a non-logged in user. I mean, obviously it depends on the implementation, but if you're an anonymous user, certainly you don't want them being able to push through revisions all the way. Every stable revision feature I've heard described would prevent that. And therefore, you know, you're sacrificing all of the edits that they would make.
But you, in some way, you're retaining the quality of the best.
Not necessarily the quality of the best. You're retaining the stable, you know, whatever version was marked as stable versus whatever has changed since then.
It's interesting.
Which may or may not be an improvement.
Their intention, then, aren't they? You've got the fact that at a certain point, your words were that the wiki process will tend toward mediocrity, which is that's a horrible sort of destination for our finest work, isn't it? But equally,
if you look at who is writing the featured articles, almost always one or two or a small number of editors producing the featured articles.
So perhaps
it's rare.
I'll say, is there any argument for those particular authors becoming, handing those proven quality authors the keys to a certain article? For instance, there are several. I know the Military History Project is very, it produces a lot of featured articles. Is that fair?
Well, it's the project itself encourages its individual authors to produce them. You're talking about 15 or 20 active military history, you know, competent editors. So you've already narrowed it down to 20 odd people, and then you're talking about a subset thereof.
I think we'll return to this at a future point, because we obviously don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of engaging editors and having good work done. But nor do we want the flip side, which is for articles to degrade in quality. Ever, actually. So if there's a systemic cause of a degradation of quality, then it's going to be really important, particularly as Wiki gets to a stage where, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say Wiki's full. I'm sure it'll be 4 million articles in a year's time, so it'll double in size. But in a lot of very core areas, there's a very significant body of knowledge present. And my take on it is that we're going to have to start to apply some thought to how we preserve and nurture that existing body of knowledge as well. But as I say, I think we can return to that. Any final words, esteemed FA director?
Well, I think as wiki processes go, the FA process does a pretty good job. I think it's a lot more efficient, a lot less tending towards drama compared to, say, AFD or RFA or RFB.
In fact, we'll move on there, because you mentioned RFB. We're going to we're heading towards the time scale that I was picturing for the podcast or for the recording. But just to mention RFB, there's been a rush on bureaucrats lately. Have you voted in any of the RFBs, Messbrooker?
I voted in... Wait, you mean the recent ones?
Yeah.
I haven't voted in any of the recent ones as far as I know, but I entered in a joke candidate, bureaucrat bot. It got quickly blocked as a username violation.
That's good.
Well, it would probably be
that.
More scary if it passed with flying colors.
Well, yes, everyone wants a systematic bureaucrat.
That's actually the comparison. As a bureaucrat, when people always complain about demands for set ranges and no discretionary range in there whatsoever, I always say, well, then you can use a bot for that. So I mean, I just find that particular Messrocker's particular instance of disrupting Wikipedia to prove a point, I find that very amusing.
Do you think there should be more bureaucrats? Do you think the bar's too high? These seem to be the perennial issues around that particular subject.
Well, if you give power a high pedestal, then you make people very hungry for it, and you turn it to something really, really important when it shouldn't be anything important. On Slashdot, what they do is that they make moderator status very insignificant. It's very limited power, it's very diluted, and pretty much everyone's a moderator, and as a result, the power games are not quite the same. Likewise, on the other hand, on Wikipedia, adminship is very sacred. It's very hard to get. It's very hard to be rid of, and people will do anything to have it or keep it, and they'll do anything to get people to get rid of it because that would be a significant event.
So, given that, would you want to make it less of a big deal? Is the perennial line, and would you support the being? Perhaps four or five more bureaucrats with that in mind so that they could appoint more admins and we could just kind of calm down about the whole thing?
Sure, and remember, pretty much every single administrative or bureaucratic action is undoable. No matter what you do, it can be reversed. Although granting adminship would be harder to reverse as it would require a steward.
And Raoul, from your perspective as a bureaucrat, do you sense the workload increasing? Would you be happy to see four or five new peers?
I am a bureaucrat who is itinerant from RFA and RFB. I don't really look all that closely unless somebody actively asks me to. So I'm one of those people who are a bureaucrat, but at the same time they don't do a lot of the bureaucratic functions. In my defense, I have other things to do.
So no fixed opinion on whether or not the body should be enlarged or not.
I think that RFB worked really, really well when Cecropia did all of that himself.
And so this relates, in fact, to the way that FA continues to be smooth. Is this an example of when power devolves to the community? We often, we as a group don't really don't choose the best options as quickly as we could. Is that behind the thought there at all?
Well, I can only defer to what I've seen in action, and I would say, empirically, I think that was the best, the most functional I have ever seen it. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's the best, but it's the best that I've observed.
And the other thing surrounding the recent run on bureaucrats was some pretty
that's common actually. It's not we had a similar one like about a year ago and a similar one about a year before that when I became a bureaucrat. One of the perpetual objection to bureaucrats is that there aren't enough, and then somebody nominates because they realize we haven't promoted a new bureaucrat in 6 or 9 or 8 or 18 months, and they say, hey, I think we really do need more bureaucrats, and everyone else comes along and says, hey, I think this person's right, and nobody's objecting that we don't have enough, or that we already have enough bureaucrats. I think I'll nominate. And so I think they tend to trigger chain reactions, and this is not the first time that's happened.
Indeed, that seems to be common, but what was also interesting is, Mest, from what you were saying about the fact that when it's such a high bar, it becomes bigger than it should be, and I think it would be fair to say that on some of the ones, particularly Rihanna's RFB, a few sort of old issues came out of the woodwork, which is probably to be regretted. Did you follow that at all, Mest?
No, I don't follow politics that often.
And are you better for it?
I'm sure he's happier for it.
Yes, very better.
Yeah, cool. Well, with that, I think we'll just finish off. I'll just mention the fact that... We've got a proposal from User Beastone, which I'm going to get him just to explain a bit in a minute, because it's something that he cares about and is quite interesting. Just before he does that, just to mention something that, that caught my eye, which is that Danny Whirl and Larry, User Lar, have both recently started blogs. Although maybe Larry's should be called a block, given his interest in Lego. But Danny since January and Larry's just in the last few weeks. They're quite interesting from the point of view of two people that have a lot of experience and have had a lot of involvement in Wikipedia and Wikimedia. We've discussed Danny's criticisms, which are quite overt, and Larry too has been quite critical of particularly the most recent the Manton Moreland arbitration case, which we decided that's too big a thing to bite off for this particular chat. That you know the maybe when it's all unraveled, we may come back to talk about it. But it's there's such a huge amount written on it. It's a bit difficult to cover in sort of 8 or 9 minutes. But it's interesting to me that Danny and Larry have both started to offer constructive criticisms within their blogs, which I see that as an encouraging sign, because I think Wikipedia is coming out of a stage where it dealt with